You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Okay, let's dive into the story of a really unique Japanese green tea. I know it sounds a little weird, but one special variety is actually famous for it. And no, we're not talking about a tea latte. This flavor comes straight from the plant. So what is this tea? It's called Kanaya Midori. Let's get into it. The name is a little clue. It's from its birthplace, the town of Kanaya in Shizuoka. This isn't some ancient tea. Researchers actually developed it in the 60s for a new flavor. Its unique taste comes from its family tree, a cross between two very different plants. So, how does that genetic mix create such a creamy, savory taste? Well, it really comes down to amino acids. They're the building blocks of flavor in tea. And here's the key. Kanaya Midori is genetically wired to have way more of them. The result is a tea that's incredibly sweet and milky with almost no bitterness at all. Because of this, it's super sought after for high-end sencha and matcha. And you can see just how rare it is. It's a tiny fraction of what's grown. Kind of makes you wonder, right? Every single tea has its own unique story to tell. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, AISATSU, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, DAIDOKORO, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.